Hi, everyone. Welcome again to Radio English on Sunday. This is Bruce.
And this is Peter.
Join us today on page 206 for Unit 25, Earthquake Precautions.
也就是有关地震的一些预警，我们应当做些什么事情。
Earthquakes are quite familiar to people living around the Pacific Ocean.Mainland China and Taiwan, Japan, Philippines, many places not far from you have earthquakes. And today we're going to tell you something about how to prepare for an earthquake. You can see in the title the word precaution. If we take precautions, we prepare for something bad that might happen.
And notice here that this word is used together with this verb, take. To take precautions means exactly the same as to take preventive measures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, preventive is the spell.
P-R-E-V-E-N-T-I-V-E. Measures is spelled M-E-A-S-U-R-E-S.To take preventive measures or to take precautions. Let's read through the first paragraph. This is actually a story and a true story about someone experiencing an earthquake. Let's read the first paragraph and then Peter may point out some vocabulary or grammar structures to help you.
The correction over here. This article is about somebody that is sitting next to me.
You.
Right.
Yeah.
You were causing that situation, a very horrible situation.
We all were here, and this is my memory of it. Bam! The bathroom door slamming against the wall woke me out of a sound sleep. Groggily wending my way in the dark to the bathroom, I secured the door latch to make sure I would have no further interruptions of much-needed sleep. I then lumbered back into bed and started to drift off. We start with the word bam. Many of you might have expected bang, B-A-N-G. That's another common spelling of any loud sound that we hear. Now, some people might choose bang and others bam, and there's really not much difference between them. Both of them represent loud sounds. That was the sound a bathroom door made as it slammed against the wall and woke me out of a sound sleep. A sound sleep, of course, means that I was sleeping like a pig or sleeping like a rock. Sleeping soundly is sleeping very deeply. So when I woke up, I groggily wended my way. Groggy, G-R-O-G-G-Y, is any feeling you have when you're not yet awake or if you're not clear for any reason, maybe because you're sick. To wend your way is to find your way. It's not so easy. The bathroom door had slammed against the door, so I secured it. I didn't want any more interruptions. I didn't want my sleep to be interrupted. And I lumbered back into bed. If you lumber, you walk in an unsteady way, as though your feet weigh 100 pounds each, which mine do, in fact, and then started to drift off. To drift off is similar to nod off, N-O-D, or to doze off, D-O-Z-E.
也就是打瞌睡，慢慢慢的睡着的意思。尤其用 doze off 这个用法相当棒。He dozed off in the middle of my speech, which makes me very angry, okay? 那么讲我演讲讲了一半他就睡着了这样。不过在这边刚才用一个用法啊，说 I sleep like a, 这边过去是 I slept like a rock, 我睡觉睡得跟石头一样。不过也有呢用的 I slept like a log,、L-O-G, 一根圆木啊。倒是 I slept like a pig,、这是中文的说法，睡得跟猪一样。但英文里头也有这样说法。
Well, that may be, my picking up the expression from Chinese. I can't remember if we say that in English.
Right, 所以英文里头可是一般是没有的，因为 Bruce 呢，大哥，那中文呢跟越来越棒了，跟我们差不多了。所以你看他所睡得跟猪一样，其实在英文里都是要说 I slept like a log, L-O-G, or I slept like a rock.
Okay, let's continue here. Not for long. My body, the bed, and the whole bedroom began shaking. After a few confused and frightening seconds, I realized, earthquake. Big one, I added, noting that the neighborhood dogs had joined in the weird sounds the hills around my house were making. Within moments, I was out of bed and on my feet, contemplating leaving the house. I'll wait, I comforted myself. Even these big ones pass in a few seconds. Not for long could I drift off because the whole bedroom began shaking. And of course, I realized, uh-oh, here's another earthquake, and this one was a big one, not just a little one. We have lots of those around here. Then I also noticed there were other sounds besides my bedroom, the dogs in the neighborhood. Even the hills were making rumbling sounds. Rumble, R-U-M-B-L-E, R-U-M-B-L-E. This is a sound like thunder. We often say that thunder rumbles. I thought, gee, this is getting scary here. This is big. Maybe I should leave the house, but maybe I shouldn't. Because even big earthquakes here usually are finished in just a few seconds, so I'll wait.
Yeah. 那么刚才呢，这边用所谓的 thunders rumble， 也就是雷声呢发出的轰轰轰的这样的声音啊，轰隆隆的声响的。刚才这个 rumble 也这样用法，但如果是 ramble， R A M B L E， 它是摇摆的意思。 我们讲说 a rambling rose 常常指的是 refers to a girl that likes to, you know, be in love with at least two boys at a time.
Right.
也就是喜欢这个男孩，喜欢这个另外一个男孩，这样子水性杨花的这么一个女孩子。
Okay, third paragraph now on page 206. This one wouldn't. It kept coming. Everything was shaking and trembling, rattling. I heard a pane of glass crash onto the floor. The walls of the house and the things attached to them seemed to heave, not just shudder. I then noticed that the streetlights had failed, and my heart was pounding harder than when I used to lift weights. I acknowledged my fear. Well, the first sentence refers to the last sentence of the preceding paragraph. Even these big ones passed in a few seconds, but this one wouldn't. It kept shaking and shaking. I write, it kept coming. Everything was shaking, trembling, rattling. These are all verbs related to the shaking sound. A pane of glass, this is a measure word for a piece of glass, maybe part of a window or part of a piece of furniture. 一块玻璃，一格玻璃，一格玻璃。对。This is a pane of glass. Of course, if it falls to the floor, it will crash or shatter. Everything in the house was heaving. Heaving is moving up and down in large movements. For example, like a ship on the sea, this would be heaving up and down, not just shuddering or shaking. Then I noticed there were no more street lights. My heart was pounding very fast, and I had to admit, I was afraid.
吓坏了这样子. Or I was not only, you know, afraid, I was in a fix. In very big trouble.
Yep.
那么这是不要怎么办才好, F-I-X. 可是在这个地方呢，我们要说一句话，这是真的一件事情，也就是在台湾在去年的时候发生的，好可怕的一个地震。好了，接下来我们看下面这一段。
Realizing that there was no time to flee the house, I simply waited and waited. The nearly 1 minute long trembler finally subsided, and my reasoning came back to me. All was well, or well enough. I walked unsteadily to another room and looked outside. A neighbor with a flashlight was checking on his and others' homes for damage. Well, these earthquakes do pass. It finally happened about 1 minute later. The trembler finally subsided. You'll sometimes see this word trembler instead of earthquake. Subside is to reduce, and my reasoning came back to me. I stopped fearing the situation, and I began to check with a flashlight myself, and a neighbor also had a flashlight to see if other homes had suffered any damage.
不过我倒过来讲，刚才的第三段里面那个 heave 这个字，那么是这样子哈，像海浪一样起起伏伏的。可是 heave 有一个很好的用法 ，to heave a sigh, S-I-G-H， 就叹一口气的意思。When I saw Peter， 我看到 Peter 的时候呢 ，leave 应该是加个 leave。I heaved a sigh. 我终于可以叹一口气了。
Okay, let's continue on the next page. I knew it had been a major quake, though not centered where I lived. The next day I learned that a 7.6 Richter scale earthquake had devastated the lovely rural communities of central Taiwan. For the next few weeks, everyone's life was centered around the quake due to the constant media coverage and electricity rationing. A major quake is a very strong earthquake. 7.6 is definitely very strong, but it wasn't where we live here in Taipei. It was more in central Taiwan, which was devastated. It was destroyed. Many small towns were completely destroyed. And for several weeks after the earthquake, we had electricity rationing. This is also pronounced rationing, dokai. Rationing is more common. We only had electricity maybe 6 hours or 8 hours every day from 1 o'clock to, 9 o'clock or something like that. And, of course, when we could watch TV or listen to the radio, we say topic A was the earthquake. Topic A refers to something which is so important that everybody is talking about it all the time.
好，这个也是有关的地震的进步的这个描述。不过呢，在这里的第二行啊，他说了 ，The next day I learned that 7.6， 刚才有一个字的念法，有人是念 Richter scale， 不过呢，我们卜大哥他是念的这个 Richter。
Richter.
Good. 就是像有点像
Auf Deutsch.
Yeah, 德文。
German.
对对对。但如果我们说这个地震呢发觉是瑞士地震仪他们的测试是七级，这句话的英文叫这么说 ,The earthquake was rated, 然后呢他用了 seven, 那么后头用
magnitude,
或者是 on the Richter.
On the Richter scale.
这些是用 on 这个用法。
Right. And magnitude means the size of the earthquake. You'll often read that word. Magnitude, M-A-G-N-I-T-U-D-E. The magnitude of a star is how bright the star is. The magnitude of an earthquake is how large the earthquake is. Let's continue now.Taiwan is but one of many places situated along the Ring of Fire, encircling nearly half the globe around the Pacific Ocean. Constant volcanic and earthquake action occurs here, sometimes with cataclysmic results. In this century alone, major earthquakes have taken more than 1 million lives. Many more have been injured and made homeless. The economic, social,and personal costs are immeasurable. I mentioned at the beginning of this program about the Pacific Ocean, the Ring of Fire, and Taiwan and the east coast of mainland China, Japan, all the way over through Alaska, California, Mexico, countries in South America, most famously Chile, all of these areas around the Pacific Ocean,tend to have many earthquakes and even volcanoes. So it causes a great deal of damage. Here we say cataclysmic results. Some of these earthquakes and volcanoes kill tens or hundreds of thousands of people. So the costs are immeasurable. It is impossible to measure the human suffering caused by these great natural forces.
对，我们讲火山爆发了啊，火山叫 volcano， 但讲爆发怎么说呢？
The verb is erupt, E-R-U-P-T, and the noun eruption, 那个 T 后面加 I-O-N, eruption. Continuing now, over the past quarter century, many countries in earthquake-prone areas have begun to educate their citizens onhow to take appropriate precautions for earthquakes. The following list has been compiled from experience. Over the last 25 years or so, Japan and California, mainland China, many places have suffered very, very large and serious earthquakes. So people have learned from experience, we can't stop the earthquakes.What's worse is we cannot even predict them. However, we can take some precautions, and we have compiled or gathered a list of these hints or tips for you, especially those of you living in earthquake-prone areas. This means an area likely to have an earthquake sooner or later. And I really hope that you will pay some attention to these and do something.To protect yourself before an earthquake could happen.
We're living in an earthquake, 加一个小刚刚在放一个 prone area. 我们是现在正在住在一个呢所谓的那么容易发生地震的地方。We live in an earthquake, 小刚刚 prone area. 但这个 prone, 也特别这个基础它也可以用To be prone to, or we can say, this area is prone to earthquakes.
Right.
这样用法、也就是很容易会有所谓地震的地方 be prone to 加名词，但也可以加原形动词 he's prone to lie, or he's prone to tell lies, 这样用法。
Right. And of course, then there is no hyphen used. Well, let's take a look at some of these tips.As far as I'm concerned, the most important is what to do before the earthquake. It's often too late to do anything after the earthquake. Please especially pay attention to these two tips. Prepare an earthquake kit near everyone's bed. These kits should include drinking water, a flashlight with fresh batteries, and dry food. Place an extra pillow, blanket, or quilt near the bed.To be placed over the head during the earthquake, and for warmth if trapped afterwards. In the first short paragraph here, we talk about an earthquake kit. The word kit is very useful. It is a collection of similar things for a particular purpose. We have a first aid kit inside of this in order to take care of small problems we might have, like cutting ourselves or burning ourselves at home, not seriously, but enough to require medical attention. Or maybe you are stung or bitten by an animal or insect. You fall down and scrape your skin. Those sorts of problems can be taken care of with a first aid kit, and sometimes in cosmetics, the ladies will buy a makeup kit, a collection of makeup in one little box or pack. An earthquake kit contains or should contain drinking water, this is very important, a flashlight, this is also important, and some dry food. Also, and this is probably the easiest but also very useful thing to do, place an extra pillow, blanket, or quilt near your bed. If your building starts shaking, you can put the pillow, blanket, or quilt over your head to protect yourself. Of course, you could also get under a piece of heavy furniture if you have one in your room.
刚才讲first aid kit. First, 加个小杠杠再放 AID. 再放个 kit, 就指的是急救箱。那女孩子呢手提的化妆箱呢makeup, make 加个小杠杠再放个 up, 再放个 kit.
Let's take a look now at what to do during an earthquake. if possible, get out of the building you are inside of and into a clear area. If escape from a building is impossible, get away from windows and doors. Try to find shelter under structural beams or under any heavy piece of furniture, like a large table or bed. Now, the first thing to remember is you are safest out of doors, not indoors, during an earthquake. The danger is that the building will fall down, not that the earth will open up and swallow you. This is a myth. Second, if you cannot get out of the building, get away from the sides of the building, which are more likely to collapse. Go to the center of the building, under beams or heavy furniture.
This is a myth, 一个错误的观念, 不是说地震呢, 一来的时候地会裂开把我们这个震下去, 这是一个错误的观念, 错误的观念, myth, 是 M-Y-T-H, M-Y-T-H.
Next, after the major earthquake, and remember that aftershocks will occur, when shaking ends or subsides, turn off gas lines, leave the building, never use elevators, quickly, but not in a panic. If uninjured, be ready to assist rescue workers with information or labor. So after the quake, you still have something to do. If you're in a building, get out of it. Don't stay inside the building, and be ready to help rescue workers if possible.
另外, assist这个注意到用法, to assist someone in doing something. He assisted me in solving the problem. But he helped me to solve the problem. Help 加受词 me， 就是加一个宾语之后，后头那个 to 啊，可以省掉。He helped me solve the problem.
Finishing, when a big one happens, there is little anyone can do. The above contingency preparations, however, could make the difference between life and death. That's all the time we have, but we're going now to review, so listen again carefully to the whole reading. Earthquake precautions. Bam! The bathroom door slamming against the wall woke me out of a sound sleep. Groggily wending my way in the dark to the bathroom, I secured the door latch to make sure I would have no further interruptions of much-needed sleep. I then lumbered back into bed and started to drift off. Not for long. My body, the bed, and the whole bedroom began shaking. After a few confused and frightening seconds, I realized, earthquake. Big one, I added, noting that the neighboring dogs had joined in the weird sounds the hills around my house were making. Within moments, I was out of bed and on my feet, contemplating leaving the house. I'll wait, I comforted myself. Even these big ones pass in a few seconds. This one wouldn't. It kept coming. Everything was shaking and trembling, rattling. I heard a pane of glass crash onto the floor. The walls of the house and the things attached to them seemed to heave, not just shudder. I then noticed that the streetlights had failed, and my heart was pounding harder than when I used to lift weights. I acknowledged my fear. Realizing that there was no time to flee the house, I simply waited and waited. The nearly one-minute-long trembler finally subsided, and my reasoning came back to me. All was well, or well enough. I walked unsteadily to another room and looked outside. A neighbor with a flashlight was checking on his and others' homes for damage. I knew it had been a major quake, though not centered where I lived. The next day I learned that a 7.6 Richter scale earthquake had devastated the lovely rural communities of central Taiwan. For the next few weeks, everyone's life was centered around the quake due to the constant media coverage and electricity rationing. Taiwan is but one of many places situated along the Ring of Fire, encircling nearly half the globe.